I know I've quoted this before, but I want to quote it again. How come I can download an app onto my mobile and instantly know how to use it, yet need training to use our content management system? Shouldn't our content management system or our intranet be intuitive? That was just one of the comments I heard in a recent stakeholder interview. People are fed up using inadequate internal systems. Many of those I interviewed had given up on the official software entirely and instead were using things like Dropbox, Google Docs or Evernote. The problem seems to exist across the board. I'm hearing the same thing from employees across many companies and sectors. And I'm also hearing the same thing about all kinds of different internal systems, from customer relationship management systems to procurement to your intranet. They're all as painful as one another to use. User levels of frustration are only getting higher as millennials enter the marketplace, because this group are digital natives and they expect a certain standard of software. They expect software to adapt to them, not the other way around. The result of this frustration is that employees are abandoning these systems. People are using email instead of a CRM or putting documents in Dropbox rather than on the intranet. And of course, that leads to the official intranet or the official CRM being out of date and thus irrelevant to the organization. How have things got into this state? Why is enterprise software so bad? I think technology is often oversold, and I think that's a big part of the problem. Content management systems are the solution to content. Intranets are the answer to improve efficiency. Customer relationship systems are there to manage customer relationships. They solve the problem. But that's just not true. Unfortunately, in the eyes of senior management, once a piece of software is purchased, the problem is solved. Job done, move on to the next challenge. But one size rarely fits all. Organisations rarely work in the same way, even within the same sector. Take, for example, a law firm. Even if a law firm purchased intranet software designed specifically for the legal sector, it doesn't mean it's going to work for them out of the box. Not only does every organisation work in a slightly different way, but so do people. The functionality required by a secretary of the CEO is going to be different to somebody in accounting or human resources. Yet often enterprise software does nothing to streamline the experience for different groups. Many of these systems can be tailored to individual organisations or employees' needs. It's just that they don't do it out of the box. They need configuring and optimising, and that just doesn't happen. That or the wrong systems are purchased in the first place. Surely there's a better way. Too often the procurement process for these systems begins with a list of desired features. I believe that's the wrong starting point. We should be approaching internal software in the same way as we develop external applications, and that should start with user needs. Whether you've already a system in place or not, I would encourage you to identify your different user groups. Who will be using the system? Once you know that, you need to shadow each of these different user groups for a while. You need to understand how they work. What is it that they do each day and what systems are they already using to get the job done? Look for pain points in that system. Look for weaknesses in the system and talk to them about their frustrations. Identify information they need to do their job and be aware of any unnecessary clutter that gets in their way. Finally, identify your users' top tasks. What tasks are your different user groups doing again and again? Make sure that these are super accessible. You may be tempted to think that this provides enough information to buy the right system for you, but just because something has the functionality you need doesn't mean it's easy to use. So before leaping into buying an expensive software, let's first design the user experience, and we can do that with some simple prototyping. Creating a prototype of how your ideal system would work does not need to be time-consuming or particularly expensive. Best of all, it can be used to replace those long-winded and abstract functional specifications we like to write. Using nothing but a bit of HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, we can build a working prototype that can be tested with real users. Does this prototype actually match the user's workflow? Does it give them quick access to their key tasks? Does it accommodate the differences between different user groups? What part of the prototype has the biggest impact on productivity, and what is just nice to have? We can iterate this prototype based on user feedback until it represents the optimal user experience. With this desired vision in place, we can then compromise intelligently. A working prototype can be a good measure against which we compare different software, much better than a functional specification. Can the existing system that you've got be set up to mirror the prototype? If it can't exactly recreate the prototype, where are the points of compromise? And based on your user testing, are these acceptable compromises or not? If your existing system can't replicate the key functionality of your prototype, look at alternatives. Talk to other vendors and show them your prototype. Ask whether their system can replicate it, and once again decide over areas of compromise based on user feedback. Do you see the difference? This experience is designed around the user, not what the software can provide. If you cannot find software that meets your user's needs, consider building a bespoke system. It makes no sense to buy off-the-shelf software that nobody will use or provide no business benefit. I know what you're thinking. This makes sense, but senior management won't go for it. They won't pay for the creation of prototypes or bespoke systems. Well, that kind of depends on how you sell it. It could be hard to convince management to spend money on prototyping. Hard if a clever salesman is saying their software can solve all the business problems, and harder still if management have already paid for some fancy system. But there are solid business arguments for my approach. If your company has a system that is not fit for purpose, you should be able to prove this. Collect data on how users interact with the system. Combine this with user testing and stakeholder interviews. And this should be enough to create a compelling case. At least enough to justify some limited prototyping of alternative approaches. Remember, you're not asking them to replace the system. You just want to prototype what a better approach would be and see if your current software can be set up to match this. Often when management can see a better way, they're more open to change. If you do not already own a system, then you're in an even stronger position. Enterprise software is expensive, and so ensuring it's fit for purpose is important. Get it wrong, you could waste hundreds of thousands of dollars. A prototype will prove more effective than a functional specification at measuring the suitability of software. It will also make it easier to compare competing products. Of course, management could take the position that employees will just need to get used to whatever system you have. And there is some merit in that argument. Given time, users will adapt to even the most archaic of systems. But at what cost? Poor user interfaces leads to increased training and more support. Both are the cost are a cost that the organization has to bear, not to mention the frustration it causes to users. Even more significant is the cost in lost productivity. Organizations that are keen to maximize efficiency and easy to use systems go a long way towards that. Unfortunately, some management teams seem to care little about internal processes, but what they do care about is customer satisfaction. Customer satisfaction is becoming one of the biggest metrics organizations measure. We now live in a world of connected consumers, consumers who have a voice through social media, and organizations are sensitive to the negative comments and experiences that this audience has. Yes, enterprise systems may be used by your employees, but the truth is they have a massive impact on customer experience. It's these systems that ensure a timely response. It's these systems that deliver the product. It's these systems that handle the customer relationship. And that's why internal systems are becoming the next big competitive advantage for many companies.